Hey everyone, Jonathan Taylor here with my business partner Alan Stalker with Patriot Asset Advisors. And today I'd like to discuss a little bit about annuities. An annuity, it's an investment instrument like anything, used appropriately, can work very well for you. Sometimes I feel it gets a little misused. I've run into situations where people did not need that annuity. It did not fit their lifestyle or what they were trying to achieve with their goals. I've been in this business a lot of years, and I've written two annuities my entire career. So, Alan, what's your thoughts on annuities?
Along the same vein as what you conveyed there, John. After three decades, I've sold a handful of annuities. I believe they were inappropriate cases. However, I think they are oversold and missold in many different instances.
Yeah, definitely. I've had people come in and say, gee, I've got locked into this contract, wasn't aware of all the details. And that's what it is, folks. It is a contract with an insurance company. And generally, they can protect the downside, but when really looking at the details, a lot of times there's very little upside for it.
Sure, John. And it, as we said in a previous podcast, annuities come in basically a basket of Baskin-Robbins type approach where a lot of different flavors. There can be variable annuities, which are essentially, think of them as mutual funds with a life insurance wrapper around them. A fixed contract, which basically pays a stated rate of interest. And the one that is very prevalent today, and I think most missold, is the equity indexed annuity.
And my advice to you would be this. If someone is showing you an annuity contract, take it, get a second opinion on it before you sign. Look at all the details, make sure you understand all the parameters of that, and how long your money is going to be locked into that contract. Wouldn't you say, Alan?
Absolutely. A couple things about them that I really wanted to point out, John, would be the fact that they have a lot of hidden fees to them. There's not a lot of disclosure. The variable annuity contract does have a good bit of disclosure. You can look through the prospectus and see all the fees and so forth. But the other policies, whether they be a fixed or the equity indexed annuity, they're an equity indexed annuity is an extremely high commission product. It comes with a lot of handcuffs, and by handcuffs I mean you're locked in for a number of years. The caveat is they'll many times the insurance company will give you access to 10% of your money per year, but if you wanted to take out that 11th dollar. There are some hefty penalties, up to 10% on the 11th dollar or any dollar you take out after that. And in terms of how locked up you are, you may be locked up for 5 years, 7 years. Most contracts that I've seen are 10 years or greater. And if you're making an investment decision, do you really want to have your money tied up in that contract for 10 years? If you're going to make that type of a commitment, you really need to sit back and take a look at your circumstances before you sign on a dotted line for that particular contract. And in addition to that, the new contracts today are some of the most complex products that I've seen in 28 years. So again, take the time to look at it. If you own them, if you have questions, or if you're being pitched that product and still have questions, come and visit with John and I, and we'll take a look at the contract and point out to you the attributes and the pitfalls.
All right. Thank you, Alan.